amazing anointing. If you're sick, come and line up at the front. We want to pray with you. Bad backs. Can we have some catches for the bad backs, please?
Those you haven't got a
Claire,
back
come
back.
And help. God is our healer, and he is in the house. Let's go to the other end. So stay in that place of worship. Stay in that focus of love. Some catches could go with Claire, please, that end. Thank you. Thank you, Father. While you're just not sick, we praise God that you're not. Can you just bring forth your prayers and your focus and send forth to keep the anointing in the room? Because if we get distracted, even though we're not at the front here, then the anointing can lift because we can grieve the Holy Spirit. So let's stay focused as a family that we're all pressing in for each of these people's healing. And whilst you may not be at the front here praying, is there anybody here that is not at the front that knows that God has given them a healing anointing? Okay, would you... Is that you? No, the lady behind you. Is that you? Yeah, come up. Did a gentleman... Did you put your hand up? No, okay. When you know and you know that that's the call on your life. Okay, do you want to come up? If you could start in the middle. Claire's that end and I'm this end. I'm just going to start here and we'll come back there. You're here to pray? Do you want to pray for the men? Then? Okay, make sure you've got a catcher. So the people that are praying know that God has anointed them to pray for the sick. Because they've had prophetic words, they've had visions, they've had dreams, that this is their destiny. So just receive by faith your healing. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just receive. Don't pray. Just receive. It's a time for receiving. You don't need to pray. Because God is on your case. This short piece of word had hope in it. Then a song came up on the screen that said about hope. Because I know it's called Freedom House. But God calls it Hope House, because not only is a freedom, but there is a generation generated within the whole people here, hope. There's a spirit of excellence here, spirit of excellence of all that you do here and the associated ministries. I include House of Heroes too. You have chosen the most excellent way, which is in 1 Corinthians 12, going into 13, which is the way of love. And that produces a spirit of excellence. You can just see everywhere you go, everybody's heart is to have excellence. The lady that was in the other night doing cleaning the floor, whoever is cleaning, they are doing it unto the Lord, which you don't see very often. Quite often people will skip around things, do things quickly. And that is generated in this whole place by whoever is involved. And that means all of you. It doesn't matter whether you're doing anything or not, you're here. And your life, as I started off yesterday evening, makes a difference. And this is one of the things that you can see here, that you're here for one another, you're helping one another. It's a real spirit of unity, and yet you live in community, which is the hardest lifestyle in a way to live, because we're all so different, and yet all you see is love and a spirit of excellence on all that you do. So I just want to release that over you even more. I sense it's like Adullam's cave, which in scripture is where all of different people came, but they came to that place because it was a safe place. They came, you can read it in scripture, a place of restoration, a place of safety, a place of healing. So this is like Adullam's cave, and again, I include House of Heroes with the different farms out there. And I really sense there's more strategies coming to you, more blueprints and more what I would call inventions, but it's not necessarily inventions. It's outside the box type of thinking like you already are doing here. You can see that already. And it's God giving people and ministries different thoughts. So there's ministries here that have, want to do this. There's different ministries coming that want to do this, and it will align with the vision that is already here, but make the vision even bigger. So God's going to be bringing people alongside you that have those new visions, and you'll find a place where they can be alongside it or ahead of it, or wherever God wants to put it. I can see, so there's more blueprints coming down for new ideas, new things, completely beyond our imaginations. Because it's a year of God doing this. And even those, I think there's probably some amongst us here that God gives ideas to. And those can be, a better way, 20 ways to use a peg. And you may think this is just really quite strange, but actually you have that kind of a mind. And God will use that kind of a mind to give you new ideas, fresh inventions, and new ways of doing things. And it can be multifaceted and multitasked. It doesn't have to be. And I can see in the future that shops, they're going to be something in the day and something in the night. People are going to wear, I prophesied this about 3 years ago, people are going to wear different coloured shoes. Why do we wear the same shoes? I could see it in the heaven. Different colour shoes. And what do we have? Helen Bonham Carter was somewhere the other day and she'd got different coloured shoes. I think one red, one green. I said, yes, that's it. That's what I saw. And it's outside the box. I mean, you think, why do we wear the same colour shoes? Why do we? I could have one red shoe and one blue shoe. And so God's going to stretch us. Going to stretch our imaginations. And I know that sometimes in the morning when we're half asleep and it's dark, we may end up with different coloured shoes on by accident. But yes, there you go. There you go. It eats the socks. Yeah. And there's more finance coming. I can see finance, prosperity, every area of your lives. Prosperity is not only money, it's prosperity in your lifestyles, prosperity and a new way of living that brings you more fulfillment, more hope, more of a sense of purpose, because you've been faithful in what God's given to you and he's asked of you. So, Father, I just thank you for that word. I ask, Father, that each of those words bear fruit in this place and that we see a multiplication of hope. We see a multiplication of people coming to Adullam's cave, Father, for restoration and safety. That Father, this spirit of excellence that I see, it's even more excellent, Father, that as people come in, they're just so impressed that all the different authorities just want to be part of what they can see as flourishing and what they can see as successful. And therefore, there'll be just new people coming, new funding, new ministries, new sort of social services type things that are closing down, but will be aligned with what's happening here, Father. So release that, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. We're just, I really want to, I know it's getting on a little bit, but angels in the realms of glory. I want to just talk to you and encourage you to press in to see angels tonight. How many of you see angels or sense angels? Okay, quite a lot of you. It's awesome. We see angels in the gift of discernment. And many people can see demons, but actually there's twice as many angels as there are demons. So we need to be focusing on seeing, there's three times as many actually. So we need to be focusing on the angels. But it's in that same sphere that we discern that we see angels. So we're going to press in to see angels tonight. Is that okay with you? Okay, I'm just going to give you some scriptures so that you're grounded in scripture with regards to angels. Psalm 104:4, he makes winds his messengers or angels and flames of fire his servants. In Hebrews 1:7, in speaking of the angels, he says he makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire. So here we have angels that are fiery. And he's created angelic beings to serve him and his purposes. So as covenant believers, these angelic majesties are sent to minister to us. And we can ask God to send his angels concerning us. But in the Bible, people did speak to angels. But I think it's always safe to ask God to send his angels. So throughout the Bible, you'll find a great deal of teaching about angels and the way they interface with man. So prior to any significant kingdom event, you will find that angels came first. So that's why we're seeing more activity in the angelic realm, because God is on the move. God is coming. Jesus is coming back soon. We're in the last days, and it's very important that we understand that things are accelerating to such a degree that it's just so many signs everywhere of that we're in the last days. And just look at the floods that are everywhere. And even the media are saying this is biblical proportions. Huge amounts of water. This land, this earth is being waterlogged with the rain of heaven. It's a sign that things are accelerating. So we have this gift within each one of us. We have the Holy Spirit, we have the gift to see angels, because it's within the gifting that he gives us. And so many people in the Bible, Abraham, Jacob, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Mary and Joseph, John and numerous others had interaction with angels. 286 references to angels in the Bible, and nearly all of them are in reference to them interacting with us. And they often minister the joy of the Lord. So that's interesting that they minister the joy to us. And they minister the glory of the Lord, because they've been standing with the Lord for thousands of years. And quite often in the Bible you'll see that God sent his angels rather than went himself. And you remember when Mary was just in that place, that it was the angel that came to tell her that she was going to be the mother of Jesus, that she was going to have a baby. It wasn't the Lord, it was the angel. God even delivered by his angels prophetic messages to his prophets through the angel. The book of Zechariah was written by an angel. If you look at the scriptures, you'll see that it was written by an angel. So there's several different types found in scripture. There's the seraphims, they're the fiery ones mentioned in Isaiah 6. And they fly and they talk to one another, and they bring the purging fire. There's cherubim, they're the glory ones. They're over the Ark of the Covenant. Bye, you guys. Nice to have met you. Bye, Angela. See you. Bye-bye. And there's the Zoa, the living creatures. And people, if a living creature just suddenly came into the room, we would wonder if it was God or not, whether it was a heavenly being of God or whether it wasn't, because they must look pretty grim. They must look pretty awesome, because they have a face like an ox and a face like a man, and they have wings. They have four different faces, and they have wings and eyes. And Ezekiel talked about them and talked about in Revelation. And they had wheels within wheels. And when they lifted up. So never be surprised if you see something like a living creature suddenly come in to your room. So they were created before the earth. And they're all subject to the Lord. And there's just hosts upon hosts of them. the works of the angels, they bring answers to our prayers, they minister to the saints, they worship God, they carry out God's orders, they wage warfare, they watch over children, they strengthen us during our trials, they lead sinners to gospel workers, they help the preachers, they appear in dreams, they minister before the Lord and protect believers from harm. All these are in Scripture. They guard the abyss, they watch over the interest of churches, the effects, the affairs of nation. They do extraordinary acts and they bring God's people special messengers and they punish God's people and they bring provision. Wow. That's pretty awesome. This is angels. At 8, we see that Philip was in the middle of a revival in Acts 8. It says that Philip was there and he saw the miraculous signs. And people paid close attention to what he said. And with shrieks, evil spirits came out of many people and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in that city. And this is where Philip is, in the midst of a revival. And then it says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out. So he left this great revival because the angel spoke to him. So he must have been used to angels speaking to him because he followed their direction straight away. And as we know, there was a man from the treasury in Ethiopia. And the man was sitting there in his chariot reading Isaiah. So he came across this man just as he was walking along the road. So Philip ran to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah. And he said to him, do you understand what you're reading? So this is like an everyday conversation that he's having with this man. So this is the way that Philip evangelized. We know how Jesus evangelized. That was in John 4 where he met the woman at the well. Had a word of knowledge that turned into prophetic. That's how Jesus evangelized. That's how Jesus wants us to evangelize. Is from a word of knowledge moving into the prophetic. Most of the village then came to know the Lord from the word that Jesus spoke to that lady at the well. Here we see that Philip is just speaking to this man. And he's actually speaking to him at the place that he's at. He's not speaking to him or talking to him or speaking at him or telling him where he should be. He's meeting him where he is. And what he's doing is reading Isaiah. And he just said to him, can you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I unless someone explains it to me? So he invited Philip to come down and sit with him and asked him to tell him what it was that was going on. And he got baptized as well. And that it was a very important meeting because that the treasurer probably went back to Ethiopia. And even today, some people believe that the Ark of the Covenant is in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian church in some areas worships and praises God exactly as they did when Jesus was alive. A divine appointment. Introduced to that situation by an angel. And then, of course, as you know, Philip was taken up. And we were talking about transport in the spirit earlier today. So it says, when they came up out of the water as he baptized this treasurer from Ethiopia, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away and he wasn't seen again in that area. He appeared in another area and travelled about preaching the gospel in all the towns. So he went back into his ministry, having had this divine encounter, being transported, being spoken to by an angel, being instructed by an angel, telling him what to do and what to say. So we have to give high value to the angel's interaction into our lives and not treat angel activity lightly and look and expect to see angels. Psalm 91:11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Psalm 91, a wonderful psalm to pray for your household, for your protection. And it's a season that God is dispatching angels. So we must be ready. We must be aware. The nature of angels, and these are all in Scripture, they're intelligent and wise, they're patient and they're meek. and they love to be around people. So many things. They have their own wills, they're obedient. What I wanted to do is just go into that place so that we can interact with angels. Let's stand, shall we? Just going to read Colossians 3:1 once again so that we know who we are in Christ. Since then you've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Father, we just thank you that we're allowed to enjoy the things of you. And angels are one of the things that bring joy. The ministering spirits that you bring to the heirs of salvation, and that's us. Thank you, Father, that we have that gift of discernment because we have the Holy Spirit within us. Father, we want to stir up that gift of discernment now in Jesus' name. Father, your word says that they camp around the righteous. So we believe they must be here because we're all righteous. Father, we step into it by faith. Father, we just ask that you allow us and enable us to sense angels and to see angels. So we ask, Father, for that discernment now. Holy Spirit, show us. Father, we lay down our own thoughts, our own imaginings. Father, cleanse every part, and we believe that you've done that. So release us, Father, to see a picture of an angel, what corner of the room the angel may be in, how many angels that we may see. Father, that whatever impression we get, that we're going to believe by faith and lean into it in our spirits, not lean physically, but lean into that impression. And then we can open our eyes and see the angel with our eyes open. And thank you, Father, that we can ask the angel why they're here, why he's here. Most of the angels are men. There's just one scripture that calls an angel female. And don't despise the day of small beginnings. Just believe by faith. Because we've talked already about seeking and finding. So that's what we're doing, we're seeking. So thank you, Father, that you're releasing that discernment for us to see angels. For us to sense angels now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And remember, if you say that you don't, you won't. So if you say you will, you will. Because when you talk about angels, angels appear. When you talk about the Holy Spirit appears, because you're giving an invitation to come. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So who can normally see angels? The ones that put their hands up. Do you want to come out the front and tell us where they are? And then when we're in agreement, the people that still aren't seeing angels can lean into your experience. Because we're practicing. And when we practice... So who has never seen angels and can see an angel now? Praise God. Okay. Any more? Can you sense angels? If you, yeah, a lot of you can sense them, I think. So when you can sense them, to sense, are they to your right? Are they behind you? Just sense where they are, and then you begin to see them. That's the start, quite often for most people, is that you sense them. Okay, where do you see them?
I saw an angel over there, like a multicolored angel, and one over here.
Yeah.
But also a row of angels here.
Okay.
And I saw one to begin with, and it had an urn that was being poured out, and flowing out of it was the same, it was all the same thing, but it was four different things. So it was coins and water and oil and liquid gold all being poured out. And as I watched, there was like a whole row of them, and these angels like holding these urns upside down. So all of this is pouring out.
So what's your interpretation?
I think it's healing and provision and glory.
Right.
Prosperity,
yeah.
All of those things.
Awesome. Just come and pray over us.
Okay.
So we need to really believe what, what's your name?
Alice.
What Alice has shared, because this is what she sees the angels doing. So they're pouring out coins, so we can believe that God is pouring out prosperity into our lives, because they're the forerunners of what God is going to do. The oil of the anointing, the oil of glory is pouring out, so we can just receive it.
Father, I thank you for what you're doing this evening. Father, we receive your gifts. We receive your gift of prosperity and provision. Father, we receive your gift of wisdom and healing. Father, we receive your gift of glory. Father, your river that is flowing from these urns. And Father, we want to walk in them. We desire to know you more, to have more of you. Father, we ask that you fill us up to overflowing. Father, we want to be so overflowing that your glory is evident upon us. And we bless you and we thank you.
Amen. Stay there, Alice. Where did you see them?
I actually saw a little angel over here.
Okay.
With quite translucent, kind of pearly-eyed angel wings.
Yeah.
But actually, I think he came to say, I've come to have some fun,
wow.
Like a little child, but that kind of really,
yeah.
Really joyful kind of
yeah.
Feeling. So,
okay. I saw lots of different angels, but earlier on I saw an angel with a big rod, golden rod, stirring healing waters in a pool.
Wow.
And I saw several angels around you, around the back of you.
Right.
And lots of angels sort of coming in over the top of the meeting. And actually, they're still hovering over people over there. But particularly there were several angels, but they were like horses with wings. And they were laden down with packs. I've seen this before a couple of times. But actually, they had loads and loads of saddlebags on them. Full of gifts and anointings,
wow.
That people could come and receive.
So, can I pray that?
Father, I just want to release that gifts and anointings that those angels have brought,
yeah.
And I would just encourage people to reach out where they are and to draw from them the gifts that the Holy Spirit and those angels have brought into the room tonight. Well, those things that you are deep down called to, and these angels have brought anointings to release, and those angels that are hovering right now, Lord, that they would release blessing, joy, the oil of joy and gladness, increase that, Lord God, that they would release continued healing, that new wine of the Holy Spirit would continue to be poured out, and Lord God, that healing pool would continually to be stirred in this place to release healing power and anointing.
Thank you. Are you in the line? Okay, so if you haven't sensed any angels and you haven't seen any angels, then what I suggest you do, because there certainly is an angel or angels in this corner, we'll just focus on this corner. So what I'd like you to do is just close your eyes, ask the Lord to show you the angels that are in this corner, because I can see them in this corner also, so we have confirmation. Is that where you saw them, Claire? Yeah. Usually I confer with Claire, because when we've both seen them, then that's an indication that they are certainly there. So those of us that haven't seen angels, don't sense angels, we need to lean into this area in our spirits, because they're there. So, okay, just do that then. Just close your eyes and just lean in your spirit.
Yeah, just stood over there, wasn't really thinking about it, but there was definitely, I saw an angel in that corner. What really sort of got me was when Joe said about translucent, the whole thing was just translucent, but loads of colours just flying around inside it.
Wow.
And there was also like a flash went across the back of the stage in the angel's direction, so.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of first time I really think I've seen one. Before I thought I had, but I wasn't sure, so.
Wow, awesome. Praise God. That is so good. So, almost the first time that he's seen angels, so that God is releasing that gift to you tonight. Can anybody now sense them in that corner that couldn't sense them before? Okay.
Flowing in my mouth.
Yeah, before she said that, you know, during prayer time here, she said, I can feel water.
I can feel water.
Fresh water in my mouth.
Coming out.
Yeah, before she said
that. Okay. So just to confirm, the angel pouring out water. Susie had a mouthful of water. She couldn't contain the amount of liquid that she had in her mouth. So suddenly that's a manifestation that the angel was pouring out water. And we can say, oh, well, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But do you believe?
Yes. Yeah.
These are signs that we can just take to ourselves to believe. And we can discard it in our mental state of, you know, thinking, well, maybe, you know. But if you don't believe, you're not going to receive all that God has got for us, because it says that we must believe. And all these little things are just little snippets that we're seeing wherever we go, that God is on the move and God is equipping his church, equipping you. I don't speak church, I speak kingdom. So, and we talk about the bride of Christ, because after Revelation 3, church is not mentioned anymore, and we're in the book of Revelation with regards to the last days. So we're all the bride, and we're all kingdom people. Amen? Okay, let's stand and worship. Please. So to continue to lean in. And the worship team are in amongst the angels, because more than two people have seen the angels in this area. So if suddenly they get ministered to and there's no worship, just carry on singing and carry on laughing and praise God.
Brought it biopsy, and there was definitely deposits of cancer in the biopsy, and I went for healing in Living Wells, Andrew Pierce, what his name is, and it was just amazing. I went for the operation, I was petrified of the operation, and I felt like I was floating on cotton wool all the time. It was just amazing. I was so calm. Anyway, when I went back next week for the results, I said, so there was no cancer there whatsoever. Totally healed me.
Praise God. Give you praise. Give you glory, Lord. You are the God of glory, and we give you glory. Amen.